So I mentioned earlier on that our eighth and ninth graders, we're joined by our eighth and ninth graders here tonight with a wonderful great Shabbat dinner beforehand, with thanks to Megan Erb and to Susan Saul for helping prepare that, and to Miles Roger, our Director of Education, who oversees all things related to, well, just about everything. But usually, as you may know, or you may remember from when students are younger, for a grade Shabbat service, usually with the younger grades, the students come up, they read one of the readings, they all stand together to lead one of the prayers. We do that so they get used to being on the Bima, as well as being really nice moments of prayer and meaning for us all. For our eighth and ninth graders, they've already all been on the Bima with me, standing right over there as they became Bar Bat Mitzvah. They've already led our congregation in worship. So tonight, instead of having them lead us in worship, I invited them to help me with an experiment. We are going to crowdsource a sermon with them and with you. So I'm going to say more about that in just a moment, but that's going to be their role in just a second. As Liam is going to teach us tomorrow morning, our Torah portion is called Tetzaveh. Moses and the Israelites are getting instructions from God about building the Mishkan, the portable sanctuary that they're going to travel with. There also are a lot of details about the roles that the priests will play, the sacrifices that they will offer, all those kind of things. It also tells us a good bit about the particular clothes that the priests are going to wear, their priestly uniform, right? Then there's this passage where it tells how to ordain Aaron and his sons as the priests. They are going to be the religious functionaries of the Israelites. It's going to consecrate them in their roles. Let's put that first slide up on the screen, because here's what they have to do. They're going to slaughter a ram and then take some of its blood and put it on the ridge of Aaron's right ear, and on the ridges of his son's right ears, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. That's how Aaron and his sons were ordained as priests in ancient Israel. That's all that the Torah says about it right there. That's the instructions that we have. One of the ninth graders asked me if that was how I became a rabbi. The answer is thankfully no, that is not. There were no sacrifices, offering, or smearing of blood on this. But I have always been curious as to why. Torah doesn't tell us why, it just tells us this is what you're supposed to do. Why this ritual? Why these body parts? Right? The Torah doesn't say anything more about it. Now, as you might imagine, our sages and commentators have a lot to say. One of them actually says it's to help Aaron redeem himself for the role that he played in the golden calf, right? Aaron plays a role in the idolatry of the golden calf. His ear listened to the idolatrous demands of the people. His thumb, his hands helped fashion the golden calf. His foot hastened to do that which was wrong. So one of our sages said that all of these had to be cleansed and rededicated to the service of God. Okay, that's one possible answer. There are many different answers. There's no one answer that's right. And that is where you all are going to come in. We want to know why the ear or the thumb or the toe. Are there practical reasons? Are there symbolic reasons? What can you do with that particular body part? What makes it holy? How can it be used for holiness? Why does this part need to be specifically consecrated? And how does using this body part, how can using that particular body part bring holiness into the world? This is where the crowdsourcing comes in. Eighth and ninth graders, would you come on up, please? So, let's do this. Our eighth and ninth graders are going to help guide you in a conversation about exactly this. We're going to divide up the congregation in this way. We're going to say that you all over in that section are going to be one group. Maybe some of you will float over there, but you'll be fine enough for that section. This group right here in front of me is going to be section number 2. This group over here is going to be section number 3. And like I said, you all can kind of bleed over into here. Oh, bad pun with the ear, never mind. Morph over into here for a little bit. And let's see, we're going to have Davin and Aubrey and Alon are going to take this clipboard here. You're going to work with this group right here about the toe.
All right.
And Zach and Paige and Sophie, you guys are going to take that far side over there, and you're going to work on what I give you, the ear. And that means that Elsie and Tommy and Hannah, you're going to work with this group, this middle group right here, to find out about the thumb. So your eighth and ninth graders, you should go, where's your group is right here. So you're going to need to turn towards your group leaders. They're going to be taking you, answer any of these questions. They're going to be writing down your answers, and that's going to be the second half of our sermon. So it's up to you all to think creatively. Why the ear? Why the thumb? Why the toe? Who's doing the ear? Us. That group is doing the ear. Who's doing the thumb? This group right here. Who's doing the toe? This group right over here. All right, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Go walk into your group, ask them the questions, try and find out, come up with some answers, be creative, talk to your group leaders. We're crowdsourcing a sermon. 5 minutes, ready, go. For those of you who are online, I'm going to be your group leader. So my questions to you are the same. You can pick any of those body parts that you want, ear or thumb or toe. What's special about that body part? What makes it holy? Why would you need to consecrate it in one way or another? How does using that body part bring holiness into the world? Go ahead and type out any of your answers in the chat. What's special about those body parts? Are there symbolic reasons? How do we make those body parts holy? Let's see what kind of answers we might come up with. Okay, our ears to hear God. Right. Other thoughts about ears, right? Right? Your ears do holy work in that way. The ear to hear the word of God, the foot, let us walk in the light of God. Oh, that's a good text, Bruce. Well done. Thumb is opposable. Oh, to grasp things, that's true. How does that help us be holy, right? Your toe to walk the path of God. Oh, I like that. Giving God's a thumb up. Nice job. That's a great answer there, right? Being able to grasp that which is good in our world. Nice. Other thoughts? Ears, thumbs, toes. One of the things that are human. Oh, we can, that's right. And maybe it's part of being imagining God or being in the image of God. Very nice that the opposable thumb is one of those pieces. Oh, and someone gave you a thumbs up. That's a part of it, too. I'm going to sit with that whole thumbs up for God thing. I like that a lot. That's why we consecrate our thumbs. We're going to take about 3 more minutes. If you have answers, questions, give them to your group leaders. We'll see what we have. The thumbs get the pulse of the people. The ear to listen actively. I like that. Good ideas, everybody. One minute more. Oh, and I like that, true, the ear to listen to other people as well. All right, last comments, and let's get our eighth and ninth graders to come back down towards the front. Stand in your ear, thumb, and toe. Not ear, nose, and throat, that's different. All right, eighth and ninth graders, come on back down front. I think I'm still on, so you can still hear me. There we go. Let's have our ear, folks, come right here. Thumb in the middle, toes on that side. All right. We also had some really good conversation with folks online. I'll try and chime in with that. Let's...
You want to tell the joke?
Oh, we did.
We have a joke. We have a joke.
Fantastic. Let's hear a little bit from the ear group. What was it that your folks said about holiness, about ears? Answer each question or give us just a pretty good synopsis.
So our group said the ear, why the ear? Our first idea was Shema, listening, and also to open up your ears to like declog your brain. I think that's what you said. Yeah, declog your brain.
Let stuff out.
Yeah. And then they said, what can you do with this body part? Listen. And also to show respect.
And then we had a joke for the next one. What makes it holy? And they said, because it has a hole, because it's your ear.
Or piercings too, right? Good.
How can it be used to listen to God?
How can it be used for holiness?
Like, how can it?
Yeah. And then,
And why does this part need to be specifically consecrated? Because they will be listening to God and the congregation, which is like a higher purpose. And also, your ears may have heard some not so holy things before becoming like a priest or rabbi, so you might need to clean your ears.
And then, how does using this body part bring holiness into the world? One of our group members said, when you listen to connect with others and to help others.
Lovely. Wonderful. Thanks so much for our ear group. Next, we have ear thumb, our thumb team. What did you all find from your folks? Give us a good synopsis.
Okay, so for the why the thumb, someone said that it was the most important invention on the planet, so you can like pick up tools and like you can hitchhike. It's also like a job well done, you know. And then the stuff that you can do with this body part, you can do, you can write, you can thumb wrestle, you can do Jeopardy. You can use a TV remote. Yeah. And then for what makes it holy, you can turn the pages of scripture. And then how can it be used for holiness? This kind of also goes with like what you can do with the body part, but we landed on the moon because of pressing the button. Apparently you press the button with your thumb. So like, you know, lift off.
What we can do?
Yeah. This body part should be specifically consecrated because the thumb allows us to do good work. And we were created in God's image, so like, good job. For the how using this body part it brings holiness into the world, we can build things and play music.
Play music too. Excellent. Some of our folks online added in that the opposable thumb, the ability to grasp goodness in our world, and one of our seven-year-olds online said you can give a thumbs up to God. But that was a good way to do it. All right, ears, thumbs. Toes. Let's hear a little bit about what we thought about toes.
Okay, so we did toes. For the first one, why the toe? So we said to stand before God. It's like a unique toe print, I think. It's like you can stay or leave, so you can decide whether to continue pursuing goodness in the world or you can just leave. It steps to pursue justice, and then you can walk to the bima. That's kind of symbolic. What you can do with this body part is pretty straightforward. You can walk, stand, run, and kick. And then what makes it holy? It's used to go head to toe. So from like top to bottom, you're filled with goodness.
How it can be used for holiness is somebody, I forget who, stood in the image of God, apparently. And so you can stand in the image of God like that person. You can... it will keep you straightforward when you're walking and make you engage with the person in front of you when you're talking in a conversation. This part needs to be specifically consecrated to help spread love and preserve justice. This part brings holiness into the world because you take steps to pursue justice.
Was that all? Okay, hold on to that. All right, so first, a big appreciation for our 8th and 9th graders, right, for a crowdsourced sermon. And a thank you to all of you. You guys can go back and sit down. We'll put the clipboards back over here, right? But the idea that these body parts, in all these different ways that you all came up with, right, can be holy. Any part of us, every part of us, can bring holiness into the world, can be consecrated, can be used for holiness and for holy things. And even when the Torah doesn't tell us something explicitly, we have that opportunity to study, to learn, to engage, and to draw from our sacred texts meaning for our lives today. So I'd never done a crowdsourced sermon before, and I don't think our 8th and 9th graders had ever written the sermon quite in that way before either. So much appreciation to them and to all of you, to our folks online as well. Like I said, Torah isn't just the words written on that scroll. Torah is living in each one of us. We open up mouths, we let Torah out, we engage with one another in words, in study, in blessings, in being Torah together that continue to enrich our lives. So there's always should be a nechemta at the end and a prayer. So I guess I would say, may we always find ways of using our ears, our thumbs, and our toes to bring holiness into the world, as together we say, Amen.